Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing ring in.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Week 157 of the Healing Fountain Show. Please join us in welcoming back our great angel communicator, Jane Dawson, and calling for your angel message. Ask Me Anything Jane is a psychic medium, soul reader, angel therapy practitioner, and numerologist, and she's trained with some of the top teachers in the world, including Doreen Virtue, Gordon Smith, and Tony Stockwell, and it's great to have her back. And her website is www.angelladyjane.com. So, we're going to bring Gary on now, because Gary's over there in the United States. I'm here in the United Kingdom. This is Jan Christie speaking. And it's great to connect with everyone again. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, everyone. Hello, Jan Christie.
Hiya.
Here we are with another exciting show with featuring Jane Dawson. I always love Jane. She's my favorite. She's my favorite Scotch medium with me for a chaser.
Scottish, I think.
Yeah.
That too. Well, it's great to be back, as I said, and we've had an absolutely fantastic day today weather-wise. It's freak weather here. It was red hot. It was like a summer's day. After all the rain last week, it's still a paddy field down on my veggie plot, but it was gorgeous today. And what's it like over there, Gary?
It we actually had that last week. It was like a brief summer again. for about three, 4 days.
They call it, don't they?
And like a brief 3 or 4 days. Then it started turning cold again and rainy and so forth. Today it was just kind of cloudy and cool, but no activity other than that. Other than speaking of Indians, today is Columbus Day in America, where they celebrate the so-called discovery of America by Christopher Columbus and the indigenous people, and have always protested that. So I'm going to say Happy Indigenous Day. Let's say we shift the energy over to observation of Aboriginal people all over the world. And just to say Happy Native Day.
Yeah, because it was there before Columbus discovered it, wasn't it?
It was there and it was inhabited before Columbus discovered it. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, I think I'm going to light my candle straight away because we're not going to mess about too much. We're going to light the candles and play a song, and then we'll bring Jane on without much more ado because there are a few people already waiting to have their personal messages. And so I'm lighting my candle for world peace. And for unity of the spirit.
Lovely.
And I've also lit my incense stick, which today is Uriel's, who is the light of wisdom and also a very uplifting archangel to invite to the ceremonies here. But I'd like to just read a poem as well that I found. And it says, light your candle in your soul, carry into the dark. If you find a flame that's lost its glow, light it with a spark. The flame only grows brighter when it gives another light, and a billion burning candles can drive away the night. Believe in yourself to the depth of your being. Nourish the talent your spirit is freeing. Know in your heart when the going gets slow that your faith in yourself will continue to grow. Don't forfeit ambition when the others may doubt. It's your life to live. You must live it throughout. Learn from your errors. Don't dwell in the past. Never withdraw from a world that is vast. Believe in yourself, find the best that is you. Let your spirit prevail, steer a course that is true. Hold up your candle for all to see. Reach from shore to shore and light the world with kindness, now and forevermore. That's a beautiful poem, isn't it?
That is lovely.
Yeah, I found it on one of the websites, and later on I'll tell you who posted it. Can't just put my hand on a name at the moment. Okay, then. So I found a song also called Do You Believe in Heaven? And it was recorded by Trad Jaeg. And I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. But I'll just give it a quick spin.
Whatever about the Lord. Despite of all the things I've done to this day, I believe that I would meet her soul.
In heaven. Thank you. Okay, we're going to bring Jane on now. Are you there, Jane? Hello.
Hi, John.
Hiya.
Hi, Gary.
There you are. Hi, Jane.
How are you both?
All right, thanks. Well, perfect as usual.
Perfect.
Perfect as usual. Welcome back to the show.
It's lovely to be back. And hello to everyone else listening as well. It's great to be here.
Great. Well, shall we bring the first... Oh, do you want to say a few words before we bring a guest online?
Yeah, that would be nice, Jan.
Okay.
Really, we called this slot Divine Messages. And really, all I wanted to say is not to forget that you can be your own psychic and your own medium. You just have to pay attention in the quiet moments to the information that your higher self in the spirit world is giving you. It's just as important to trust in your own intuition as it is in anyone else's. In fact, it may even be more important. So I think it's really important to stress that. Certainly in mediumship, it can be an incredibly healing thing to connect those here with our loved ones who have passed on to the spirit world. But we have to watch when working with the psychic or intuitive abilities. We're not actually taking someone's power away from them. So always remember you're in charge of your own destiny and don't allow someone else to be in charge of your destiny.
Yeah,
right.
That's a very good
point.
Power
is within each and every one of us, right? And,
Absolutely.
And that's more of an empowering thing. It's also it can also be an empowering thing, you know, a healing thing and an empowering thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It worries me very much as I go through life and see more and more clients, how much they rely, and not just on myself, but on what other psychics say to them and how much they take it into their heart. And yeah, that's a good thing. But I always say, remember, we're working with energy, and therefore it's ethereal, and therefore there can be misunderstandings. There can be wrong interpretations. So if it feels right to you, good. If it doesn't feel right to you, then just reject it.
Mm. Well, one of the reasons that we like to have you on the show, Jane, is because we know that some people only start on their spiritual path when they want to connect with someone to connect with a loved one who's passed.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the way many, many people do, you know, do get started. And also by learning things like Reiki, that started many people on their spiritual path in the last 10 years or so ago. I chose an angel card for everybody, and it's sensitivity.
Great.
And it's lovely. It's Archangel Haniel. You are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honour yourself and your feelings, which kind of leads on from what I was saying there. You know, always pay attention to your own feelings. And they're just as valid, if not more valid, than what any intuitive or psychic could say to you.
Mm-hmm. And the way to do that, of course, is to meditate every day, even if it's only just for 5 minutes. Just become disciplined enough to meditate every day and write down what you get so that you can see a pattern and a message unfolding in front of your eyes.
think that's very good advice, Jan.
Thank you.
And also, when be aware when you're doing something monotonous, like washing the dishes or driving or something where your mind's not really fully focused, often you can receive inspiration or communication at those times.
Not when you're driving, preferably.
Well...
your mind shouldn't be blank. You should be concentrating on the road.
Yeah, okay, let's put it this way.
That you mean
a well-established route that you can't possibly have an accident on.
There's none. There aren't any.
Yeah, if you must meditate, we recommend you pulling over to the side.
Yes.
You don't meditate while you're driving. Those
look at those people suing us because they're in car accidents. Well, they told me to meditate when I'm driving. No, please don't.
No, never meditate when you're driving. That's not good. Mind you could text. That's even worse. But let's not go there. But just going back to the whole sensitivity thing that Archangel Haniel's talking about here. This is also the sixth month. Or no, it's the 10th month, but in numerology it's number 6, October 2012 is the number 6. So talking about sensitivity in relation to relationships here. So let's be very aware of our own emotions and our partner's emotions and those within our families and social groups. So you may be feeling a little bit sensitive yourself, and remember others are as well. So let's just try and bless all our communications, relationships with harmony and kind words.
That's a lovely message. Thank
Sounds
you very
good,
much.
Doesn't it?
It does. Well, shall we, are you ready for us to bring someone on the line now?
Absolutely, yes.
Because we have 850 area code, 850 on the line.
Hi,
you're live.
This is Deidre.
Hiya. Hi. Sorry, what's your name?
Deidre.
Vidra?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, lovely. Well, you're live on the air with Jane. Have you got a question for Jane?
I actually do. Hey, Jane. It's been a long time.
Hey, Vidra. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good, actually. My question is, I'm trying to see Spirit's opinion about possibly reconnecting with my ex-husband, actually. And so I'm just trying to see what Spirit is saying about that.
Okay. Now, your ex-husband is still alive, still this side of life.
Right.
Is that correct, Deidre? Yes. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So this is a very interesting question, because if you heard my little preamble there, I was talking about how your own intuition can be as strong or stronger as that of the spirit world. So I would ask you, what does your own intuition say about this?
I'm entertaining it. I think it's been like 10 years. I think it will work. It's just, I think I'm worrying about what other people will say. I think is what kind of it's more of that kind of thing, you know, like you're going backwards kind of thing. But
okay, well, is your father in spirit? Can I ask you?
Yeah, my father and granddad. Yeah,
your father. Could you understand why your father would be shaking his head somewhat? Do you have issues with your husband?
We did. Yeah, we married real young, and it was
Well, you know, this is again part of the whole thing. When you connect with spirit, if your father and your husband didn't have a particularly good relationship this side of life, then your father will still have his own opinion the other side of life. But I believe this is your life to live and your decision to make, and you and your husband's path to walk. I do know you've had a previous life together in which you were brother and sister, and you were the older sister. So I can bet you've always been ultra protective of your husband this side of this lifetime. Would that be correct?
That's real funny you say that. We get that all the time. People think we're brother and sister, like, all the time. At the PTO meeting, he showed up And his friend was like, oh, I didn't know your sister was here. I'm like, no, not my sister. We get that all the time.
Isn't that interesting, Deirdre? Isn't that interesting? So then that would lead me to ask, is the spark still between both of you?
On his end, I mean, I'm still a little reserved because I want to see that he's changed. I want to see the action so that I'll know that he's changed, you know, because it's been so long. So he may very well have. He said yes. I just want to kind of see. So I'm going about it real slow.
And I think that's a wonderful thing to do. Now, I've chosen a card for you, an angel card, and it says overcoming difficulties. And Archangel Jeremiah says the worst is now behind you and you are surmounting any previous challenges. So that sounds a very, very encouraging message from the angels for me, for you rather, but I know that it hasn't to be a one-way street, i.e., you have not to do all the giving and he has not to do all the taking. So I believe if you get the balance right, then things could proceed very well for you.
Okay.
Does that give you some encouragement, Sweetie Pie?
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, I just want to make the right decision, you know, for me and our son, actually.
Of course you do. Now, have you asked your angels to help with this?
I haven't. I guess that's something I need to start doing, yeah.
You absolutely need to start doing this because your guardian angels, and this isn't just for you, Deirdre, this is for everyone who's having problems of any description who may be listening in. Your guardian angels know the bigger picture for you and your partner and your soul group. So ask them to assist with this relationship for everyone's highest good.
They are waiting for you to ask.
All you need to do and ask for signs because I know very much the angels are waiting to work with you. So lovely speaking with you, Deirdre. I'm sending you all the angel blessings and all the best. Do let me know how you're going.
Yeah,
I sure will.
Calling.
I appreciate everything. Blessings.
You're welcome, Deirdre.
Thank you. Okay. Bye, Deirdre.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and put you on mute and let you listen to the show. I'm just going to mute you.
Yeah, and bring
you
the Skype caller on while you're there, Gary, if you would, please.
Yes, we've got
him
right here. We've got a Skype caller from 11-11-11-11-11-11-11.
Wow.
You're on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Trish from Illinois. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Trish.
My question is, I'm wondering if you have any insight on my employment.
Your employment, Trish. What are you doing just now?
I work for a software company, or I did work for a software company, and the job ended.
The job ended. Right, okay. I'm pulled very much towards your heart area and your heart chakra, Trish. So is there something deep within yourself that you want to be doing? Do you have a passion?
I really enjoyed what I was doing at my last job.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but do you have a passion?
No, I can't say that I have anything in particular.
Right, so if I asked you to put your hand in your heart and say, if I wasn't afraid, I would, what would be the answer to that question?
It would be, I would be working in the same field. I really enjoyed what I did, and I enjoyed the people I work with.
Okay. So why did the job end then, Trish, can I ask you?
The company was sold.
The company was sold, and there were redundancies. Is that correct?
Pardon me?
And there was people laid off, made redundant?
Correct.
Paid off?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, were you on a full-time contract with that job, Trish?
Yes.
Right. Because I do feel there's a possibility of a six-month contract coming up for you. And it would be in a very busy, very large organization. And I do feel that you may know someone who is already employed by them. Does that make sense to you?
Not at the moment, no. I'm not aware of anything.
Right, okay. Well, again, ask the angels to help you out with your employment situation, but also keep your eyes and ears open for any opportunities, okay? But can I ask you, please, have you come out of a relationship, or is there an emotional issue with you at the moment?
No, relationship ended in May.
Ended in May, okay. Well, that's not really that long, Trish. And I do feel I really want to bring healing to your heart area. And I feel that you've been in a bit of a downward spiral. So really we need you to get into positive vibe and positive mode again. And we'll very much start attracting some positivity and some love round about you. Now, I know there's a lady in the spirit world who loves you very, very much. Would this be your grandmother?
Could be grandmother or mother.
It could be your grandmother or mother. Well, it was certainly a beautiful pink energy. I know it's usually a mother's love, but I did feel grandmother. So your mother and her mother are in the spirit world.
Yes.
So I know that you're getting an absolute enormous amount of love and support from that direction. And I also know there's a baby in the spirit world that belonged to you or someone round about you who they are looking after. Does that make sense to you, sweetheart?
No.
Right, okay. Well, just think back to where someone has lost a baby, maybe through a miscarriage or similar. It may never have touched the earth, but I know very much there's a baby up there being looked after and cared for. Okay, so really do a bit of healing on yourself. Address your heart issues. I really feel I want you, as I say, to feel a bit more empowered and a bit more positive. And then I'm absolutely certain things will turn for you and you'll start on a 6-month contract. You might have a couple of these until you get a permanent placement, but I definitely don't think you'll be out of work for long. Now, what's your date and what's your day and month of birth?
9/18.
9/18, okay. So you're very much a humanitarian. So absolutely, you're very much a worker, you're very much a humanitarian, and it's very much you're in a time of completions and endings, which comes before new beginnings for you. So let me just add this up, 18/5. You're in a 23/5 year. This is so much the year of change for you, okay? So next year you'll be much more settled and there will definitely be a new relationship on the horizon for you. It's a very challenging year, a 5-year. It can be, it can turn into a fantastic year, but it's very, very important that you talk and you communicate to those you need to, okay? And this applies in all walks of life. Okay, sweetheart, so I definitely feel there's a connection through some web, internet, Facebook, something where you'll hear about a job or pick up on a job.
Okay,
so
great.
I wish you all the very best for that, and I'm asking angels to come in and heal your heart chakra for you as well.
Thank you.
Okay,
oh,
Trish,
that's a lovely message.
Yeah.
Trish, thank you. Thanks for calling in, Trish.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Trish.
Yeah, keep in touch. Let us know how you're going on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to mute Trish and bring on area code 510. Are you there, area code 510?
Good afternoon. My name is Sherry. Hi,
Sherry.
Hello,
hi,
Sherry.
Sherry.
Hi. Yes. How
right.
are you? Good.
I'm very well.
Jane,
how are you, Sherry? Yes,
I'm
my dear.
I'm doing fine. I do
I'm
have a question
you.
For you.
Okay.
I am actually looking for a job. I do not have a job right now, and I'd like to know if you see something coming for me in the near future.
Uh-huh. I do love your energy, Sherry. You have beautiful,
thank
very
you.
Gentle, very feminine energy. What is your current line of work?
My past experience of 32 years has been sales and management.
Sales and management. Now, have we spoken before, Sherry?
Yes, we spoke about 7 months ago.
Yes, I seem to remember that because I was not surprised if I gave you the same advice then as I'm going to give you now. But sales and management doesn't seem the perfect thing for you because you have such a wonderful healing ability, healing and counselling ability with you? Have you thought about doing anything with these wonderful gifts you have?
I wouldn't mind getting a job that would incorporate my skills from the past into something like that. I have a lot of talents and I'm educated, so I would love to incorporate something like that. I'm just having a hard time finding something.
Oh, I know. It's so difficult just now, sweetheart. And the thing is that, you know, so often we now have to go self-employed or work at 2 and 3 different jobs. And this is commonplace, and this is how the world's going to be from now on in. And this is why I'm asking people, do they have a passion? Because that's how you become wildly successful. So if you've been working for the last 32 years, I take it you must be in your 50s.
I am.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not an easy age to find employment, Sherry, as you're probably aware.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Do you have an interest in photography, or is there someone around you who does?
No, I have no interest in photography.
Right. Well, I've just seen an image of a man with a camera. So I don't know if you know where that would come in round about you, but if you don't currently, can you just look out for that? Because
okay.
Do you have a partner? Do you have a partner in your life just now, Sherry?
No, I do not.
You don't? Okay, well, I feel this could be in relation to that. Because as I sense your aura, I know there's a lot of new starts coming round about you. Your aura is full of green, and that's a beautiful colour. It's a healing colour. It's the Archangel Raphael, who is the healing angel. So again, he's backing up what I'm saying about your beautiful healing abilities. He's also giving you healing, but I'm also being made aware that there are wonderful new starts coming for you and new opportunities. And this is now, because it's right at the top of your head and down your shoulders. So again, I think we really need to focus on the positive and perhaps think a little bit outside our normal field. I do feel for you that you may have to take a sales job that may not be quite an income bracket that you had before, and do this perhaps on a part-time basis. I would very strongly like you to learn Reiki or some other healing modality, and I think you would just have fabulous success with it. Does that sound feasible to you?
Well, as I said, sales was my foundation, and I've done that for 32 years.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I certainly don't mind going back into that. I just don't want to go back into the industry that I was in.
No.
Well, you don't go back into anything. You go forward to it.
You go forward. Look for something in retail in the meantime, Sherry. As if I can see in a department store or something similar, but really it's time for a life overhaul for you, sweetheart. Now, what's your day and month of birth?
July 9th.
So you're the 9th and the 7th, so you're very much a humanitarian, very much a spiritual seeker, so absolutely backs up what I've been saying to you about you having wonderful gifts for helping and assisting and healing other people. So you're in a 23-5, you're the Oh, wait a minute now, 9, 9, 7, 16, and 5. That's 21, isn't it? 16, 5, 21. So you're in a 21-3 year, which urges you to use your creativity, new ideas, use your expression, and also it talks about a new relationship. So I want you very much to think about changes and advancement. Okay.
What's so exciting?
It's very exciting. But sometimes when people are stuck, feel stuck, they just can't see their way out. And I just feel, you know, we have to really try and look outside the box, if you like, here, Sherry, because I know there's a lot of happiness and contentment coming for you.
Yeah, my main concern right now is getting a job, not a relationship. And I did come from the senior executive level. So I certainly don't want to take a sales job in a department store. That was what I did when I was 16 years old.
I know, you're asking me what I perceive, and I think that could be a way back into employment for you. So that's really all I can say to you at this moment.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome. And Ashton,
thank you for calling.
Don't forget.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry. Okay, I'll go ahead and mute Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh,
I
she
so
hung
wish
up.
I
okay.
I so wish
our
I
next
could
call.
Wave a magic wand and, you know, make things just perfect for everyone. Sometimes it can be hard for people to hear what you feel and what you perceive, but I have to be truthful with myself and with them.
That's true, and it's up to them to wave their own magic wand.
Yes.
Everybody has one, you know.
Exactly.
Anyway, moving on, we've got a caller from the 207 area code who's been on hold for a while. Go ahead and bring them on. 207, you're on air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Dee, and I'm calling from Maine, and thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Dee. Are you in the chat room, Dee?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Dee. How are you today?
I'm up, down, and everywhere, but that's normal.
Oh, bless, honey. What's going on with you?
Oh, everything under the sun, and I'm just wondering what you might pick up. Somebody was talking to me earlier as if I probably knew the score, and sometimes I think I really don't. Because I was asking, it was, you know, what the fairies picked up, because it was a fairy program, and I think of them as earth angels, so I was wondering what they picked up on my love life, because it was someone that I was hoping was going to come back again, and, you know, I'm not really sure of things. Excuse me.
Someone's cutting out. Is it you, Jane? We might get it back in a minute. It's Skype.
It's a Skype issue, Jane, and see if we can hear her.
I can't hear her.
I'm here.
Oh, dear.
Her Skype is cutting out, apparently. Give her a moment.
It's a live show, you might know. Who knows what's going to happen on a live show?
That's true. And we make allowances for blog talk.
I think, are you still there, Jane?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Now we can hear you, yes.
And I think we still have our caller online.
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, great. Okay, then. Sorry about that. It's just one of those things.
Oh, I know how blog talk is.
Okay. Can you continue with your message, Jane?
The caller was asking me a question. I didn't hear him first.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Yes. I was asking about what she picked up on my love life. There was someone that's been silent for a while, and I'm hoping that I'm right, that they are going to actually communicate with me again.
No, all I heard was something about a love life there. So are you in a relationship at the moment?
No.
No, okay. Now, I do know there is a man in the spirit world who wishes to come very close to you. Do you have a partner in spirit?
I have a friend who died in July 2nd, who I realized was a soulmate. We were the best of friends, but he was not a partner.
Right. Okay. Well, I know he's coming very, very close with you, as if he was a partner. We've been extremely good friends. I'm working. I can't really hear what you're saying here because Skype is cutting out now. But I really very much feel that this man is close in with your energy. He's an incredibly kind person, and he's just giving you loads and loads of support just now because there has been a fair bit of loneliness in your life the past, in the recent and the further past. This has been a feature of your life. And I do know I have a lady in the spirit world as well coming forward. Now, I don't know if it would be your grandmother or your mother, but I know my mobility.
It could be any one of them.
Right, I know my mobility is not so good here, and I feel out of use of stick sometimes. I don't understand how that would be a walking aid.
What was that?
Oh dear, we're still having problems with Skype. But I know that
your Skype is sounding better now, Jane. Just repeat what you just said.
I'm just going to keep going, so I hope the lady can still hear me. This lady is coming forward from the spirit world. I do know that she is quite severe in her own ways, and I do feel the influence of this lady has not helped with your relationships. So your friend has just passed into spirit. He's very much going to offer you the love and the protection and guide someone new into your life. In fact, he tells me the option of having two men come into your life, so you may have a choice there. You may go from zero to hero. How fantastic would that be?
Yes. I know this friend would do very well by me. He knows he knows what I need.
Absolutely. Does that answer your question, which I'm sorry I didn't really hear in the first instance, but does that help you?
It does help. I was just wondering, you know, with my friend, he has never really said if he was guiding the person back into my life that I haven't had contact with for a while. That was, you know, I've just wondered about that because I felt that I'd found the right person, but I could be wrong. Some people say I'm right, some people say I'm wrong.
And what does your gut tell you? What does your own intuition tell you?
I wish I knew what it did. I'm one of those mediums on recharge at the moment, so I'm not the best judge. I could read for other people, but I'm not going to do that well for myself right now.
Yeah.
I would be too subjective.
Yeah, this is the problem, isn't it? So what that's really telling me is that you do have doubts. You do have doubts.
I've been hurt before, and I don't. I've been divorced for so many years, and every time that there was someone in my life, I always picked the wrong person.
I know. It's so easy to do, but that's what I'm saying. It comes from insecurity. This lady in the spirit tells me that there was quite a challenging relationship with her, and she was very influential on you.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's helped your self-esteem much, to be honest, particularly where
you're absolutely right, and that would be my mother.
Yeah, okay, so she is basically acknowledging this, although she's still the same as she was here. I do feel that with a very, very opinionated lady.
Yes.
So I don't think, I think she would be quite willing to offer her opinion, but I'm not going to ask her for it. I'm going to say instead that I do feel a tall man with dark hair, tall and slim, and well presented. Does this feel like one of the men that you know at the moment?
No, I don't.
Right. Okay.
My friend that died had his hair used to be blonde. I think I never actually. It looked gray in the picture that I have. And my father was 6 feet tall, and his hair. He had big bushy blonde eyebrows and a little bit of brown hair because his hair somehow was brown.
It's not either of those men. It's someone that's going to come into your life or will be in your life already. Very, very nice man. Don't rush into anything, sweetheart. What's your day?
No.
What's your day and month of birth?
March 22nd.
The 22nd. Well, there you go. You have that wonderful spiritual teacher. 22 is a master number. You're here to learn many, many lessons, soul lessons, and you're here to teach many, many lessons. Okay, so that's your 22, and you've got two lots of sensitivity there in the twos, and also balance is so important to you, and that's been so missing from your life for a long time. And your March month, the 3 talks about your creativity, your need for self-expression, you know, I can tell just by your numbers that you're a very, very sensitive lady altogether there. So you're touched a little bit.
Oh, we're losing Dee again. But thank you very much for calling in, Dee.
Thank you. I will download this later because she cut out at the last there, so I didn't catch it all. It was all woo, 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 but thank you.
Hello. We're losing Jane as well. Thank you very much for calling.
I think it's a Skype connection.
That helps.
Thank you. It does.
And,
thank you. Blessing.
If we've still got any Skype left, we're going to bring on caller 706, who's been waiting for 57 minutes. So are you there, 706 area code? We'll just mute you, Dee. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings to you, too. So, 706,
hello.
Are you there?
I am.
Oh, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Mary, and I'm calling from Georgia.
You're calling from Georgia.
I am.
Okay, have you a question for Jane, please?
I do. We have been waiting for a bank transfer to come in, and I was wondering if it is going to get here.
Oh. Is it Mary? Your name is sweetheart.
It is Mary.
Mary. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mary. Let me just feel into your energy a little bit. Okay. So what I'm seeing with you is there is a lot of to-ing and fro-ing in all areas of your life just now. Would that sound about right?
I'm sorry, it's something I heard throwing. What was the first word?
There's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. And
oh,
all
to
energy,
and fro, to and fro,
to,
yes.
In all energies of your life.
Yes.
And I very much feel that something's going on where these things, the energy wants to come into you, but it's being blocked somewhat. So I do feel there's some sort of blockage going on within you and your partner's life there. So I don't know whether you've adopted an attitude of really of pessimism rather than optimism about things in general. Does that sound a bit?
Well, my husband is the pessimist. I'm the one that's the I'm optimistic.
You're the optimist and he's the pessimist.
Yeah.
Right. So we really need to get him thinking that his glass is half full, not half empty, because it is affecting the energy round about you quite significantly.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, I do feel when I tune into your husband, it's like he's sitting in a big black cloud.
He's in a black void?
He's in a black cloud.
Oh, black cloud.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's taken so long to get, I mean, everything's moved forward. You know, everything is moving forward. And it's just, you know, there was a problem with, you know, a wire, and therefore we, you know, on one end was affecting our end. And so, anyway, so he's very, you know, he's getting upset over all of this.
Yes, uh-huh. So let's just bring the universe in here and ask them to sort this out. Because
yes,
is the money
tomorrow.
Is the money definitely coming to you? It's just the actual transfer that's causing
yeah.
the problems.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
yeah.
I have to say this to you, 2 to 3 days is what
okay.
I'm feeling here.
Okay.
2 to 3 days. But very much, this is what I could see. There was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want you to, your husband really has to, he's going to drag you down. So he really has to watch his mental health. And I don't know if you can get out and about into nature. But
well, we live on a river, and you
good.
Know we're yeah. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, he'll go out and work in the yard, but I can tell you, I have dealt with this for 27 years.
Bless you, sweetheart. Okay.
And I try so hard to keep him balanced, and then I have to leave the house every single day because if I don't, I can't deal with it. So I have to leave the house. I have to get out. So
yes. Well, you actually deserve a medal. For putting up with them. What do they say? You've got less for murder. But what I want to say to you is this. You must protect yourself in terms of your energy. Don't get dragged down into it. Let him do his own thing. Bless him with love. Ask the angels to come in and try and uplift him a bit. His mother's in spirit, is that correct?
No.
Is his mother still here?
Yes.
Right, okay, because I feel as a lady who would relate to him, who is a somewhat ill-tempered lady herself, and this lady would have been very influential in his life, so it may be a grandmother, or it's certainly a female relative.
Yeah.
Or perhaps the word I'm using is, the word I'm getting is crotchety, and that's not one of my words, so that's maybe where he's coming from. It may be a genetic thing. It often is.
Well,
so the colour blue is very strong around you, so the spirit world is sending you healing. And I'm also aware that birds, there's a great significance with you and birds. Does that make sense to you? Birds.
Birds.
Our feathered friends.
Yeah, I love peacocks.
Oh, I love peacocks too. If you go on my Facebook site, you'll see a beautiful picture of a peacock. No, there's a real significance with birds and you, and they're often spirit messengers. And I know there are a number of people in the spirit world who would be keen to connect with you and support you. And these are family members.
Uh-huh.
So please, if you notice that, you know, the birds are virtually dive bombing you or flying extremely close to you, please note that's the influence of your spirit people just giving you that bit of support.
Okay. We have a lot of hummingbirds that are out around. They're getting, I mean,
perfect.
It's cold. Yeah.
Uh-huh,
they,
joy.
Yeah, yeah, they come into me for, you know, they'll like come right up to my face.
Absolutely, that's what I mean. This is
yeah.
support. The spirit world is aware of your regular tears and they want it to stop. You know, you've got decisions to make, sweetheart.
I know, but, you know, I believe in my vows, so, you know, on that end of it.
Yeah, be happy.
We believe in you, too. We believe you can make them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we hope the money comes through because you'll need it to pay your phone bill.
Oh, thank you so much for waiting and really, angel blessings.
Yes,
all
Mary, thank you for calling.
Family.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
And
thank you very much,
Mary. And we're going to bring on area code 415. Thanks for calling, Mary. Because
Mary.
I think she's been waiting for a long time as well, hasn't she?
Lovely.
She's been on hold for an hour.
That's right.
Oh, bless her.
So,
Healer Jane. You're very popular.
She is.
Jane, my question is almost like the first caller. And you've been saying, you know, trust what you get, you know, trust your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been getting a very strong vibration a few days ago. Somebody that was a boyfriend of mine when he was living here, but he lives overseas now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt very powerful. And we've had, you know, really good, like telepathic communication in our acquaintanceship, which spans several decades now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wondered if the spirits had any information to give about what's going on right now.
The spirits, okay. I didn't catch your name, sweetheart. What's your name?
None of us caught it.
My name?
The name. Yeah.
My name is Sophia.
Sophia.
What a beautiful name, Sophia.
Thank you.
Now, I love your energy, Sophia. You're very bright and bouncy. You've got a great, you have a great gift for communication. Did you know that?
She has a lot of happy energy. In fact, she goes by Happy Girl in the chat room.
Does she? Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Thank
for you. But I hope
Thank
that
you.
You're writing. Are you writing a blog or a book at least? At least a blog, maybe a book?
I'm not. I'm not doing a blog, though. You know, it has come into my head. I'm currently in school, and so I have to do a lot of papers for school.
Yeah,
I get good feedback on my papers.
I'm sure you do because you're a natural communicator. So definitely think about doing that, and that's coming into the future as well. I feel that writing will feature very heavily in your future employment.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be working for myself, whatever I do, just because you know that's the way it seems to just work best for me.
Absolutely. What's your date of birth, sweetheart?
115.
The 15th of January?
Yes.
Well, you see, that's the reason why. You've got two ones, the January and the 1 out of the 15th. Ones talk about being self-employed, standing on your own, beating your own path. All those things. Can't stand how anyone telling you what to do. Okay, so self-employment is absolutely correct for you. The 5 and the 15 talks about your need to express yourself. So as I said straight off, you're a wonderful communicator. Okay, that's a very powerful number within your date of birth. But it also can make you very restless, and it can make you unlikely to stick at things. And all these ones can make your relationships challenging. Okay, that's just the way it is when you have a lot of one energy. Now, what age are you just now, Sophia?
What?
What age are you?
I'm in my fifth year. Well, I can tell you people think I'm 40. I get that all the time, but I'm not. I'm older than that.
Okay.
You're as old as a tongue and a bit older than a teeth.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, if I did, I'll just put it this to you like this. People think I'm my daughter's sister.
Right. Good. I wanted to know that because I do feel babies coming around you, and I didn't want to give them to you if you're in your 40s or 50s necessarily. Okay, but
yeah.
I know there's most certainly new life, 3 babies or 3 children coming around you, so that's going to be exciting.
Interesting.
And I do see you eating a lot of pasta. So it wouldn't at all surprise me if you went to Italy.
Interesting. That's a country that I definitely want to go to.
You definitely want to go to.
In the summer.
Okay. And it's full of hunky men. So that might be an option for you. But this chap that you're asking
define
about.
Define hunky. Never mind.
Just like you, Gary.
Yeah.
Just like you, Gary. You're hunky. Oh, you need
to
the Italian accent.
Don't pay attention to me. I'm older than dirt, so.
Oh.
Mm. You can still be a hunk. It doesn't matter about the age.
Absolutely. Well said. So there you are. Maybe you don't have to look any further than Gary.
Okay, Gary, put up your picture.
Oh, it's up there somewhere. I've got the perfect face for radio. Everybody
yeah.
knows.
Excuse me. This is not a speed dating show.
I'll shut up now.
Well, let me tell you this, sweetheart. You're in a 22-4 year, so you're ultra-sensitive, okay? So it would be a good year for relationships. Balance is everything for you just now. And so your intuition is doubled. So you really have to go with it. But also with your work, as I said to you about writing, you're absolutely charged with intuition towards work-related subjects as well. So definitely get your ideas and your thoughts recorded somewhere and get them out there. I feel that would be really successful for you.
Okay. I know that suddenly this interest in fashion has shown up, and and I would use a camera a lot, but I grew up, I spent so much time down in the garment industry. I was fascinated by fashion because I grew up in New York, and if you're in New York, it's everywhere. And I don't even know where that came from all of a sudden again, other than, I'm buying clothes and I've lost some weight and I'm going back to the size I love being. So I don't know if it's just a temporary thing or something will catch with that. But I'm paying a lot of attention to designers and clothes and things like that.
Well, if you're feeling that romance is stirring, that could be part of that whole thing. But take it on board. Maybe you could write something about fashion for women of, I'm going to say our age, but you haven't quite told me what age you are yet. So the more mature lady, perhaps.
Yes, exactly.
You've got so many wonderful communication gifts that really anything or ethical fashion might be an interesting topic.
And did you pick anything up with him? Did you pick up like he's thinking of coming or?
I do feel romance, most definitely.
Yeah, I did feel romance.
Is he a bit younger than you?
Trouble now.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that sounds good then. So, Gary, you'll have to get you together with the next caller, I'm afraid, sweetheart.
Yeah, sorry about
thank
that.
You
Gary.
So much. That's I appreciate it.
You're
that
so
was wonderful. God
okay,
bless.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
My
yeah.
pleasure. You all have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too.
We'll go ahead and put
oh,
you back on
lovely
mute.
Lovely lady there.
Oh, she's lovely.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Yes.
And,
and God bless
to...
her. She held for an hour. Bless her heart.
I know. Are you all right?
And we have
Jay?
Another one.
You
yes,
also to take another caller right now? Okay,
yes,
then. So you bring them online, please, Gary.
I've got them. They are from the
949
area code. 949, you're on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Selena. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Selena.
Hi, Selena.
Hi. I can't believe I got through.
Sorry,
yeah, you've
Carol.
Only been on hold for a half hour. What's up?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I just wanted a general read. I'm just happy to be here.
Oh, lovely. We love that. How can we help you today then, Selena?
What?
How can we help you today, sweetheart?
I said I would like a general read.
Oh, you would like a general reading? Okay. Well, can you give me I'm
well,
a
well, general isn't doing readings until next week.
Oh, no.
Could you give me some...
Well, I'll ask about my love life. I'm in love with a guy. His name is Chris.
Well, there you are. That's why you sound so happy, Selena. You're
yes.
in love? What a wonderful situation to be in. So why are you asking about your love life then?
Oh, well, I mean, there's a lot of trials and tribulations involved in it. You see it working all out.
Right, okay. Have you been with him for 3 years or 3 months?
I've been with him for over a year, going on two years. Uh-huh.
Oh, 2 years. Okay, right. In that case, then, there's a three is very significant round about this relationship. Okay? So you've been with him 2 years. Now, what is your date and month of birth?
6/17/62.
So that's the 17th of June, is that correct?
Yes.
17th of June. So 8, 6, 14, 14 and 5 is 19. Oh, yes, this is looking very good, actually. This is a year
good,
new
awesome.
Start. This is a year of new starts for you. So last year must have been quite traumatic in many ways for you, is that correct?
Yeah, actually this year has been very hard. It's been, seems very like a lot of trials and tribulations financially. So
right.
Hopefully everything
okay.
is going to work out in that regard.
Yeah. Well, you're just in this new one energy. So it really is an important time for you. It's important to be very positive about things that are happening just now because you won't get some more new starts until another 9 years. You won't get a time like this again. Now, I know that there's been a lot of changes for you because they keep showing me the number 5. So you must have had change after change after change.
Yes.
Okay. 19, it's a 19-10-1 you are, and that is also can be a karmic debt. So that's why things have been so difficult for you. So as you go on now, as you go forward now, I really want you to work with the utmost integrity. Okay? Now,
okay.
I don't know if that means much to you, but it's not usually something I would say. But really look into your heart for your moves forward here. Okay? I do feel good times coming with your man, but has he got another woman, either a daughter or a partner?
Yes, he does, and that's why he's still there, is for his kids at the moment.
Right, okay. So that's a bit challenging, and then it becomes apparent why we have to act with integrity then. You know, sometimes these words just slip out my mouth, and I don't know where they're coming from or why I have to say them. to you, but it is a very important time, as I said to you, because 19101, which is the energy you're just in, can relate to karmic debts. So if you need to really look at your situation, then I would strongly advise that. Now, do you know what his date of birth is?
Yes, 5/24/59.
So that's the 24th of May, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Right, okay. Well, May, that 5 energy can make him a bit lacking in sticking ability. Okay, he can get him bored very easily. But also, I bet he's a fantastic communicator.
Yes.
Pillow talk will be amazing with this man.
Yes.
Correct. Yes. Okay. So we look at the 24th, which is his birthday. And the 2 tells me sensitive, very sensitive. The 4 tells me he's a real worker, but he's actually a family man.
Yes.
I really have to tell you that about him. Okay.
Yes.
6 and 5 is 11 and we're in 5. We're in a 16, he's in a 16-7 year, which means he's having great soul-searching about his relationships.
Yes.
Okay. So definitely within the next 12 to 18 months, there will be some sort of resolution to this.
Right. Okay.
But if this doesn't work out for you, there will most certainly be someone there for you. I know that. Absolutely. And I have a man coming forward in the spirit world. And again, it feels like a father to me. And I know here he's putting the thumbs up. He's on your side. He wants you to have fun, but he's looking out for you. And
oh,
he's
my father.
Mm. Yeah, he tells me he's made a few little, what would you call them, errors when he was this side of life.
Yeah.
Do you understand this?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So he just wants you to be happy because ultimately the things he did didn't make him as happy as he could have been or the people round about him. But he does love you a lot, sweetheart.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. It's a
lovely message there for you, Selena.
I really hope that helps you, Selena. I really hope that helps you, sweetheart.
Yeah, it does. I mean, hearing about my father, it does. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm hoping the good things are going to happen in regards to moving forward in this relationship. I just feel like he's the one.
You feel that he's the one. Well, you have to speak to him then, darling. I've quickly analysed his numbers for you and told you what I think about that. So you really have to speak with him because this is a very important time for you. Very important. I can't stress that strongly.
All we need to do is just take the first step in faith. We never need to see the staircase. Just take the first step.
Exactly.
Very appropriate.
Go with your gut, sweetheart. Go with your gut. You have good women friends. You have good women friends round about. You use them.
Yes, I will. I will definitely use them.
Okay,
around me.
I have to bring the name Joan forward for you as well.
Who?
John.
John.
John?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So I think it's someone in spirit, so maybe you could have a think about that once we're finished our call.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I wish you all the very best, sweetheart. Angel
blessings. Thank you for calling, Selena.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Selena.
To help you, Selena.
Thank you very much.
Okay, sweetheart.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Well,
okay, that's it for the callers at the moment. Would you really quickly want to mention your website again, Jane?
Yeah, sure. It's angelladyjane.com. And Jane is just J-A-N-E as in plain. angelladyjane.com.
A-N-G-E-L-L-A-D-Y-J-A-N-E.com.
That's correct. And I have a Facebook
page. We do have some
page.
Questions in the chat room, right? Don't we, John Christie?
Yeah, we do. We do have one from Nikota, and she was wondering if, without calling in, you'd be able to tell her if there's any news on a job for her or any indication of what sort of position she should be taking or if she'll get one soon.
What was that name?
It's Nikota 777.
Nikota. 0777.
Nakoda.
Very spiritual base here. Very much also one for the communication. And I'm seeing blue skies. So I just feel as if she's to go for it. So it could be something related to travel or something related to communications. I feel that she can be in her head quite a lot, very, very dreamy. So she should make sure she's properly grounded and earthed. Put her hand in her heart and say, if I wasn't afraid, I would. And that'll easily give her the next step to what she should be doing. Now, there must be young children around her someplace. And if there's not, then I feel there will be. And I feel the number 23 to be significant.
Oh.
Hope that helps her.
Yeah, do you want to type anything in there, Nakoda? Oh, she's got a grandson.
She has a grandson,
yeah.
Cool.
Do you want to ask another question, Nakoda? Or do you want to do another angel card reading for her, please, Jane?
An angel card? Of course I will.
Thank you.
We've got about 12 minutes left in the show.
So. Okay, overcoming difficulties. This is the one that I picked earlier for another caller. Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you and you are surmounting any previous challenges. Very strong message from the angel on this card. She must ask for their assistance. And again, this card very much looks at the flying high. So I really want to say the sky's the limit for her. She just has to think that way. I have to say you're never too old.
Oh.
You're never too old. And there's someone,
you
know. Yes, Gary, please do.
Never too old for what?
Never too old.
For anything, right.
That's what she should know, the answer to that, hopefully, Jan. She should know.
Right.
Okay. Does that help? Hope it does.
I hope so too.
Yeah, me too. She did say that you were spot on and very spiritual. And she's put, yes, I do. Yes, take off. Thank you and blessings, she's saying in the chat room. Oh,
bless. Well, it's been fun. I've had a lovely time with the caller.
As usual, it's always lovely to have you, Jane. What parting words would you have for all of us?
What parting words? I'll tell you what I have. Interesting. I recently went to an I Can Do It conference. This is the Hay House. If you don't know Hay House, then you can look them up on the internet. The biggest spiritual publishing firm. And
right.
Dr. Wayne Dyer, I had a lovely meeting with him. He did a lecture.
Ooh.
And I had a lovely meeting with him. And Dr. Wayne Dyer always says, be very careful when you say, I am. Put something positive after it, because I am God's name. And if you look in the Bible where Moses is at the burning bush when God was speaking to him, and he said to God, and what should I tell the people your name is? And God said, tell them I am that I am, and I shall be known as this from now onwards.
Right.
So, as you know, we are part of God. God is in us. So if we say I am, we are bringing forward the God force.
Yes, and the power
and the
of
power.
The I am.
So please have I am healthy, I am vitality, I am abundance, I'm a wonderful channel for spirit, anything positive. Please do not have I am fat, I am lonely, I am depressed.
No, I am perfect. I am perfect.
I am perfect.
I am perfect.
Yes. Because, you know, if you want God to be behind you, to be working on your side, then let's have it in a positive way. Often I think what we call God is actually the law of attraction, because the universe seems to be, is ruled by the law of attraction in thoughts and actions and vibration and everything.
That's all part of it, isn't it?
That's absolutely part of it. And I always say the spirit world is a world of thought. When they want to communicate with us, they merely beam a thought to us. They want to communicate with each other. They just know. It's a form of thought. And this world is exactly the same. And of course, we're starting to find that out now. When you send a thought out there, when you send that energy out there, it doesn't disappear. It's stored within the energy field forevermore. So let's make all our thoughts positive ones.
Yes, thoughts become things. Make them good ones.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's true. We're creating our own reality now.
Absolutely.
And our future reality now.
And we're not saints. And we're not all enlightened beings either. So we often go down the negative route. So when we catch ourselves doing that, let's chop that thought off and turn it into a positive one. Even just catching yourself and turning it around can be life-changing.
That's right. And when we do meditate and we're connecting with the all that is, we are the all that is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so we should try to live as though we are the all that is all the time, shouldn't we?
We should indeed.
And love in person.
And I'm sure you know that Jesus says that we are all that he is and more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to remember the magnificence that we are.
Yes,
the power
is
within all of us. All we need to do is think differently. And that power will emerge, and it will feed us and clothe us and house us and guide us and protect us and sustain our very existence when we allow it. You know, that's how powerful, that's how divine we all really are. You know, we are that which we call God. And to put that a different way, we're part of the way the universe has become aware of itself, and we do that with our experience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Jane, you've been really fantastic tonight, but would you be so kind as to do an angel card for Gary, please, and give us an idea what Gary's going to be doing soon?
For our Gary Moore?
Yes.
Oh, for me? Oh, bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, bless his little cotton socks. Let's see what he's up to.
How did you know I had cotton socks on?
He's got none on. What do you mean? It's been hot.
As long as it's not white sports socks, Gary. Gary, I've picked two cards for you, and they're both very, very blue. Okay, so absolutely no communication is your thing. There is no doubt about it. But the first card I picked for you is Merlina. And Merlina says that you are confused and indecisive because you do not have enough information. Do research or seek expert advice before making a decision. This card's very interesting because it's all about nature and being close to land and the nature, the elementals and all the little animals and everything. So are you living out in the country just now or are you in town?
I'm in town, but I'm very close to nature, as always.
Uh-huh.
I'm not far from it.
I don't think town's your best environment, Gary, but it's a case of needs much, must I get, I guess. Another one was Oceana, and she's actually telling you to take action. This card is about relationships, I do feel. So I do feel there are two women in your life. Now, it may not be love interests. It may be your daughter and a partner, or if you've got more than one daughter, I don't know, but I just feel there's some decisions or some communication needed in that direction. There's also something about you and the dolphins. Although you're a native American Indian, you do have a strong link with the dolphin energy as well.
Wow.
I do. Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yes.
Are you affirming that, Gary?
Yes, I am actually. Yes, I'm very familiar with the dolphin energy, and that's something that came along later in my life. But I am familiar with it, and love to use it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're actually a wonderful animal communicator. you like a horse whisperer as well. You're very, very much at one with nature. And that's and that's you really at your happiest, best.
Yeah. They all come up to me for some reason. They like me.
I bet they do. Just watch those skunks. Is there any skunks in Connecticut?
Oh, there's skunks everywhere.
You're gonna say it with a D, Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are. Yeah. There's skunks everywhere. I've got skunk medicine, and it's a beautiful medicine. It tells us that we are powerful, yet we are beautiful.
Oh.
That's what skunk will tell us.
We're perfect, and we're going to have to go any minute because we want to thank everybody for being in the chat room and thank everyone for listening on the radio. And next week we have Mary E. Gate, so please tune in for that because that's going to be another great show. And thank you for being such a wonderful reader, Jane.
Jane, thank you as always. Thank you, darling, for being back on with us again.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for being wonderful hosts, and thank you for everyone listening. And I've just picked the last card for us all, and it's Archangel Uriel, who we started the show off with.
Yes, we did.
Brilliant idea, he says. Your idea is divinely guided. Please take action to bring your idea to fruition. So for all of you out there, go for it.
There you have it.
Archangel Uriel's blessing.
Thank you so much. And we also mentioned Jesus, and I've got a great track here by U2, and it's called In the Name of Love. So I think I'll just play us out with that one. And thank you once again, everybody. See you next week, I hope. Bye for now. Bye, Gary.
Thank you, Jane, Christy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've given us a great life.